We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the city of New York, the shootings have increased exponentially. Here in Queens County, year to date in 2019, there was 72 shootings in the borough of Queens County. Year to date for 2020, there's 133 shootings, which means there's an 85% increase. And by the way, in the last 2 months, there's a 265% increase here in Queens County. I'm of the belief that you can't prosecute your way out of these shootings. You have to prosecute the drivers of violence. You know, we just took down a shooting ring, a gun ring, that was bringing guns in from the Iron Pipeline from Virginia, and we prosecuted them for gun trafficking. We took 23 guns off the street, but we need other ways to do that. So this is a gun buyback program that is going to be held on the next two Saturdays, the 15th and the 22nd, in Jamaica, Queens, and in Far Rockaway. And it is meant to take guns off the street at no risk to the people handing them in. And, you know, it is a remarkable thing when parents or grandparents especially walk in with their child or their grandchild's gun and they say, look, we just want the gun off the street. And then we take them, no questions asked, and we buy them for $200.
Can you speak to the success rate that it's had in the past that you feel like it will continue to work?
Study upon study from what we know from stats have shown that this is a very successful program, that people feel comfortable bringing their guns in off the street. I'm hoping that the work that I've done in the community also makes people feel comfortable and know that if they bring the guns in with no questions asked, that it is safe for everybody involved. We're not going to prosecute our way out of this. We have to get the guns off the street. And by the way, that also means not only gun back buyback programs, but that also means Cure Violence and Violence Interrupter and mental health programs and workforce development programs and giving folks hope that there is a future and a better path than shooting and that guns will bring them.
Going back to what you said about the spike in 85%, what in your experience and what you've seen, what attributes to this spike recently?
Look, we are facing very difficult times in the United States of America. We have had social distancing. We've had a pandemic that has kept people at home. People are living in poverty, and it is a very pressurized, you know, it's a very difficult time for a lot of people. We know that mental health issues are magnified when people are, self-quarantining. We've seen a spike in overdoses. And we also know that domestic violence is being vastly underreported. And by the way, while we're here and talking about this, I would urge everyone to check on their loved ones who have had a history of being victims of domestic violence. It's very hard to report domestic violence when you're quarantined with your abuser. But at the end of the day, look, we have a situation now where streets are emptier. People are able to wear masks and hide. There's less witnesses on the street. And, you know, the pressure is growing day by day, either because of unemployment or because of quarantining.
What would stop this person from even, let's say, turning this in and taking that money and buying another one, a better one?
I mean, there's nothing that stops it. But this is really more towards people who feel like they have no way out. They have a gun. They want to get rid of it. They know that, you know, they already have it in their possession. So that's already an issue. So, I mean, there's a few things, right? We have a gun that you got from someone else and you want to turn it in. You don't know how. this is really not about the money. It's nice that you get the money back, but it's really not about the money. It's really being able to turn in your weapon in a safe environment, knowing that no questions will be asked about the use of a weapon. There is fear out there sometimes when someone gets a gun that, you know, you don't know the history of the gun. And we want to make sure that they are able to turn them in with the safety of knowing that there's no questions asked. I mean, it's nice that we're buying them for the individuals. But, you know, this is also about the mother who finds a weapon in her son or daughter's possession in a room. This is also about the grandparent that knows that the grandchild has a weapon and doesn't know what to do about it without having an issue with the grandchild. So I think that there is a multifaceted way of looking at this. But at the end of the day, every single gun we get off the street is better than having it in someone's house.
And what do you do with these guns when you get
so
them?
So they're given to the police department and destroyed.
Okay. And I know that you said that this is an event happening the next two Saturdays, but is this something where all year round, if somebody wanted to come and turn in a gun, I mean, what would they do in that event?
If someone wanted to turn in a gun, they could contact the NYPD, they can contact my office, and we would figure out a way for them to turn it in. It is my hope, by the way, that we reach, and we're trying to figure out how to do this now, that you can walk into any precinct anytime, call ahead, and you can turn in any gun. I think that it would be very helpful in getting guns off the street. We're working towards that right now. But at the moment, this is a joint effort with the church, which I think is also a very important aspect of this. We are pulling in the clergy who have parishioners and who have the faith of the community and the trust of the community. And these parishioners, you know, these clergy, Reverend Craig from the Greater Springfield Community Church and Reverend Gray from the Macedonia Baptist Church in Far Rockaway, you work with many parishioners. They have the faith of the community. And we are hoping that as a joint effort between them and the NYPD, people feel safe in turning in these weapons. Any gun that is turned in is a gun that's not on the street. And with shootings spiking, especially in the last 2 months, at 265% from last year. So last year, in the last 2 months, there were 17 shootings. This year, in the last 2 months, there were 62. So any gun that comes off the street that would not have been off the street and remained in someone's possession is a win. I am very clear when I speak in public and when in my office with my ADAs that we are not going to prosecute our way out of the shootings. We must work with the community. We must have a way to partner in our efforts to make sure that even if we get shooters off the street and we prosecute them, that the next generation doesn't come up and just pick up the gun where the other one's left off. There has to be a better way. And I think the partnership with the community and with the clergy and with the police department is truly a way to start sending that message.